In Berkeley, I'm Amanda Bellerby. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Endangered orangutans in Indonesian Borneo are suffering horrific physical abuse when they stray into palm oil plantations. Poor migrant workers, encouraged by the offer of extra pay from rainforest loggers, trap the primates and beat them to death. And the palm oil itself is being produced to satisfy the growing need for biodiesel. Joining us to discuss the plight of these orangutans is the director of the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation UK, Michelle Desolée. She joins us on the phone from England. Ms. Desolée, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you begin by telling us something about orangutans? What are they like and how do they live in the rainforest?
The orangutan is very close to the human species as one of the great apes. It shares 97% of its DNA with humans. They live in the rainforest of Borneo and Sumatra islands in Southeast Asia only, and they are the largest tree-dwelling mammal in the world. They actually build their nest in the trees. They live a semi-solitary life, usually mothers with their infants. Males travel usually alone, but we find in captive situations that the orangutan is a highly sociable creature, enjoys the company of one another. The orangutans number less than 50,000 now in the world, coming down from a million or more about 100 years ago. Some of the most endangered primates in the world, and endangered species indeed in the world. The female demonstrates the strongest mother-infant bond of any creature, second only to humans. The mother orangutan will look after her baby for anywhere between 6 to 11 years before giving birth to a second. And this baby will stay on the mother's body for the first couple of years almost permanently and stray only within sight as it grows older, up to about 6 or 7 years old.
How intelligent are these animals?
Incredibly intelligent. Sign language has been taught to orangutans back in the 1970s in Tanjung Puting by Dr. Gary Shapiro. And orangutans are considered the Houdinis of the wild world. You put them in any captive situation, any cage, and they will find a way out.
Are they sort of top of the food chain, very aggressive, or are they more peaceful creatures?
The orangutan is actually a frugivore, which means that it primarily eats fruits. It also eats bark, nuts, honey, sometimes termites. So they are not at all aggressive with other creatures.
And that's the voice of Michelle Desolée. She's the director of the Orangutan Survival Foundation in the UK. Can you talk about the way these animals are being attacked and killed in this particular crisis? And I want to warn listeners, this may be upsetting because there's just no way to make this sound any better than it is.
Right. The situation is very desperate now. Millions of hectares of rainforest in Borneo, in which orangutans live, are being converted into palm oil, which is an ingredient used in many products in the United States, throughout the European Union, things such as cookies, potato chips. These orangutans, hungry, stray into the plantations where they become targeted as agricultural pests. A lot of the plantation owners actually put a bounty of about 20, 25 U.S. dollars on the heads of these orangutans, and the low-paid migrant workers see this as a great bonus, so that if an orangutan does come into the plantation as an easy target, they will be attacked. Now, the only way you can really capture an orangutan, an adult orangutan, is to beat it to death or do some other quite brutal act to it to bring it down, because it is a very resilient animal. In the past few months, our rescue teams have discovered orangutans that were doused with petrol and set alight. This orangutan, while still alive, made its way to a small running stream and tried to douse its own flames, but didn't make it. We found another orangutan that had been brutally attacked with planks of wood and still alive, was buried underground. Other orangutans are attacked brutally with machetes, hands chopped off, and one of the things that we often find are the babies as victims to these machete attacks. Babies cling to their mothers' necks and bodies desperately during these attacks, and often hands and feet get in the way. So many of the orphaned babies that we've rescued are missing limbs and hands and feet. These babies are usually kept alive for the international smuggling rings throughout Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and as far as America and Europe. But sometimes our teams come in time to rescue these orphans.
Now, I read that you have a large number of these injured animals, savagely beaten animals in shelters, but there's no space for them in the wildlife rescue world. Is that so?
That's right. Our sanctuary in central Kalimantan was built to house 100 orangutans, and we now have over 400, many of them orphans. Almost 50 of them are wild orangutans rescued from these palm oil plantations. And we are desperate to get these translocated to safe, protected areas of forest.
Talk more about this political economy that's at work here. Can you explain the importance of palm oil in this situation?
Palm oil is the cheapest vegetable oil on the market. Right now, soy oil is the most widely used oil in the United States, but throughout Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and the European Union, China, and India, palm oil is the most widely used vegetable oil. It's now gaining popularity in America. Here in Europe, 1 in 10 products on supermarket shelves contain palm oil. And the problem is that none of these retailers or manufacturers of products are able to tell us where they source their palm oil from.
Now, isn't palm oil also becoming very popular in the production of biofuels? Can you talk about the hope that a lot of people hold out for biodiesel and how this palm oil may be the dark side of that?
Right. Biofuel or biodiesel is seen as a green alternative to fossil fuels, obviously, and it can be so if it's produced in the correct way. However, the Malaysian and Indonesian governments are highly promoting the use of palm oil as a chief component of biofuel. So, of course, the dark side then results in, yes, less carbon emissions as a result of the use of biofuel, but at the cost of the entire destruction of the rainforest in Southeast Asia, which in itself would expel more carbon into the atmosphere than many years of fossil fuel use in our automobiles.
Talk a little bit about the human rights angle of this story.
The human rights angle has to do with the transmigrant workers that come in, paid very low wages, and working under very hazardous conditions, using paraquat and other hazardous pesticides without any proper protection. It also has to do with land tenure rights and indigenous peoples being thrown off the land when it is cleared for oil palm cultivation. So there are a lot of social NGOs worldwide working on this issue as well. The World Wildlife Fund and Unilever have put together the Roundtable of Sustainable Palm Oil, in which criteria has been set and agreed to for the sustainable cultivation of palm oil. It is hoped that more and more companies will join this. So far in the UK, we have got some of the major supermarket retailers on board, which is an excellent first step towards stopping the clear felling of forests for the cultivation of oil palm.
That's great news. And for people who'd like more information, might want to help out or sign your petition, where would they go online? And is there anything in the United States that they could do?
In the United States, we have the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation USA, which is at www.orangutan.com. Also, a very comprehensive website run by Boss UK is www.safepalmoil.org. And what we're calling for is for consumers to write to major retailers in their countries and demand that the palm oil that's used in the products that they commonly buy is sustainably sourced and ask for the evidence.
One last question. Are you working at all with biodiesel people to address this issue?
Within the Roundtable of Sustainable Palm Oil, there are biodiesel companies and interests represented there. And certainly this campaign takes on all aspects of the use of palm oil.
Michelle Desolais from the Orangutan Survival Foundation UK, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us this crucial information.
Thank you very much.